Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Triple Threat, Sports Radio 610. Today it is me, Sean Pendergast, alongside Clint Sterner. Great to have Clint in the house with us here today, as always. Always good to... It's nice of the midday show. It's nice of Lopez to share you with the other shows from time to time.
Hey, I love
I feel like
working.
You're kind of Lopez's dude. You know what I mean?
Hey, I've been Lopez's guy for a few years now, man. We did some college football stuff together.
Oh, did you?
The Arkansas A&M rivalry, you know, that's brought a lot of personalities together over the time. We go to Dallas and there for a while, and we get to do shows together. And that's where we really got to know each other. And things just happen. Good things happen from there on, man.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, listen to win a 4-pack of Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burger combo meals at 4 o'clock today on Sports Radio 610. Also, Freddie D wanted me to tell you that he is wearing, I believe he said he's wearing his Arkansas shirt.
No, I heard
today.
Him. I always listen. I mean, being the professional that I am, I always try to listen to you the show when I'm coming in. Obviously,
sure.
It wasn't yours because
It
hadn't kicked off yet, but. Freddie said he's got it nicely displayed in his closet, is
okay.
What he said.
Okay.
So I don't know if I appreciate that or not, but it's better than under the mattress. It's better than in the garbage can or at the Goodwill.
He's a big Kansas guy, and last I checked, you cannot spell Arkansas without
there
Kansas.
There you have it.
Yeah,
there you have it. So he can relate. Jeff Long, the old Arkansas AD, went to Kansas. So
yeah.
Freddie and I have had some pretty good conversations over the last couple of weeks about that, man. I've enjoyed being on their show as well.
Yeah. The big topic NBA-wise, and I think one of the bigger topics here in town, is Carmelo Anthony, who reportedly, according to a headline that I just saw on the TV screen in here on ESPN, has reportedly been telling friends that he plans to sign with the Houston Rockets. I don't think this is any great surprise. People who I talk to who are close to the team, I think, had been anticipating this. Daryl Morey, in an interview that he did, or maybe a podcast that he did. No, it was an interview. It was on Colin Cowherd. Practically said that Carmelo Anthony was coming here without saying the name Carmelo Anthony. Daryl's been fined enough times to know that you can't really mention these guys by name while they're under contract to other teams. I personally think, and I've said this on the show before, but I'm just saying this because you haven't heard my opinion on it and let you react to it. I think it's a good move by the Rockets. I think, obviously, there's minutes available with Trevor Ariza gone. I understand he's a completely different player than Trevor Ariza. But at what I assume is either going to be the league minimum or the lower mid-level exception, I don't think it's going to cost him any more than 1 year, $5 million. I think that's a price where if it's not working with Carmelo Anthony, you can punt on the whole situation. I do think Chris Paul's presence here makes for a better Carmelo Anthony, both in the scheme and I think in the locker room. And I feel like also, Clint, that offense in that Golden State series in Game 6 and 7 was almost as big a problem as what they had to do defensively against the Golden State Warriors. When Chris Paul went out with that hamstring injury, it was James Harden, and there was really nobody else who could go get buckets for them. I think Carmelo at the very least would have been able to help stem the tide when they went 0-for-27 sure. from three-point land. But there are people who are not looking forward to Carmelo Anthony being a part of the Houston Rockets, and I think you might be one of them.
Yeah, I am. I mean, I'm one of them that I've never been a big fan of Melo because of all the reasons that you hear everybody talk. He's a ball stopper. Doesn't play great defense, and those guys, for me, being a blue collar guy, it's hard for me to like those guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard for me to root for those guys. But the biggest thing to me for Carmelo Anthony is I agree with you. If it's a good fit, and the Rockets get back to that situation to where Chris Paul goes out and they're struggling, yeah. and Melo can answer the bell.
Yeah.
The problem with me, I've been in locker rooms with cancers.
Yeah.
And they will absolutely destroy a team from the inside out. And I don't know Carmelo Anthony from Adam, to be
yeah.
honest with you. But I know that when a guy consistently has that word thrown around him by the higher, the TV media guys that cover him on a daily basis, that wasn't just thrown out there because there's no substance to it. So
yeah.
that's my concern. And then you look at how the situation with Oklahoma went last year. Was the opening – he lost me at the opening press conference when he said, come off the bench. What are you
yeah.
talking about? Like, you know, the right thing to say is I will do anything and everything
yeah.
to help this team win.
Well, we know that he's had history with this coach. Now, I think D'Antoni and Carmelo, I think, have laid their weapons down. I think they're ready to work together for what's best.
You hope so.
For the Houston Rockets.
You hope so.
You hope so. I have no doubt Carmelo is going to say all the right things in order for this to happen. I think he's already said those things to the Rockets, or else it wouldn't be anticipated in them happening. And I think the Rockets will have very, and may already have had, very clear conversations with what they view his role being. I don't think they're going to lie to him and say, we view using you like the Carmelo Anthony of 4 years ago when we were chasing you to try to give you a max contract.
Well, you hope not. You hope that's not what they think he's still capable of doing.
Yeah.
Right?
I think Daryl Morey's a good enough judge of talent to know this is what Carmelo Anthony should be doing. He's got two great point guards on the floor that I think are going to put him in a position to succeed. It's interesting you bring up locker room cancers, because look, if you and I were arguing this in a court of law, that's the part I would be leaning on if I were arguing your side, is like, the guy's a bad apple. He's not a bad person, but I don't know that he's a great teammate. In those situations, how was it allowed to fester because of a lack of leadership, or was it a lack of respect by the player you don't have to name names or anything like that, but just like what allowed something like that to fester in the locker room that you were in?
Poor leadership from the top down. I mean, it's poor leadership. And now Chris Paul may be the savior of this. Now,
I think they're anticipating that.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, and Melo has shown, I didn't think about the D'Antoni issues in the past. He's shown to defy that authority, so to speak. And so it's just interesting to me that there's a lack of leadership from within. I mean, the reason that Belichick is who Belichick is because the Teddy Bruschi's and the Ted Johnson's and the Brady's of the world policed that locker room and enforced what that head coach is putting in place, didn't roll his eyes at that coach. They didn't get behind the scenes and nitpick, because what those guys will do is I watched a guy in Dallas do it. Now, the Dallas, when I was there, was not a playoff team, and so there was a lot of problems. Yeah. So I'm not in no way, shape, or form comparing that organization to what's going on in Houston, because they got a really good thing going on. But what happens is you take that one bad apple, and Chris Paul may not listen, Harden may not listen, but your sixth, seventh, and eighth player coming off the bench who are impressionable guys who aren't necessarily leaders, who have subpar intangibles.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, those guys are hanging out on Friday evenings, and those guys are hanging, the cancer starts at the bottom and works up.
Interesting.
So that's the part of it is are you willing to risk, you know, what the greatness that the Rockets were last year for that one possession you talked about in the you know, or is it worth that? And I don't know.
I wonder if Trevor Ariza, if they were to come to a reasonable price for Trevor Ariza, if they would still be, I think they would still probably be pursuing Carmelo Anthony, but maybe more to fill what they thought Ryan Anderson's role was going to be. As it is now, Melo's probably going to start for this team because they need a starting small forward right now. They signed James Ennis, who I think is going to be their Mbamute, you know, their 20 or 22 minute a night athletic wing who can knock down threes and defend guys. But I the reason I asked you the question about the locker room you were in was to hear you verbalize the leadership part of it, because I think the guy who's under the most pressure, if they bring in Carmelo Anthony, is Chris Paul.
No question.
I think they're counting on that friendship between those two guys to heavily influence the type of Carmelo Anthony that they get.
No question. And that's the deal. Now we've gone from, you know, will he agree to his role being potentially a sixth man? But when we sign you, We need a small forward. We need a 3-4 guy.
Yeah.
So you're gonna start.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's great. So you get you know 30, 40 games in, and hey man, it'd be best if you come off the bench, and all of a sudden we're gonna buck the system and we're gonna be unhappy. I mean, it's just touchy, man. And I think in an effort to find that one guy you mentioned, is if Chris Paul or one of the top ball handlers goes down.
Yeah.
Then do you really have an answer? Where Houston didn't have an answer last year, are you willing to sacrifice when those guys are healthy for if one of them goes down for that third score?
Yeah, they went out and made two moves this year. If the Carmelo Anthony move comes to fruition, we're talking like it's happened already. It still needs to happen. They're still he right now is I don't even know if the trade's been consummated yet to Atlanta. I think there were still some details to work out with Philadelphia. So he's not a Rocket yet, but we all anticipate that being the case. But they went out and made a couple moves. In my mind, Melo and then the signing of Michael Carter Williams, the backup point guard, to where the two things they lost most when Chris Paul went out with a hamstring injury, other than just his steady leadership on the floor. But, like, in the box score, the two things they lost were somebody who could go get you some buckets other than James Harden. And I, for the 10 or so minutes that Harden was off of the floor also, where they had to go with Eric Gordon as the point guard, it was painful to watch, man. Gordon wasn't even coming to the ball. He was running off the ball. Like, dude, you're the point guard out there.
Right.
Michael Carter-Williams can't shoot the basketball a lick, but I do think that was, at a league minimum, a good signing as just some Chris Paul insurance, just to have a guy out there for 12 or 15 minutes who's long, can defend, and it can at least ball handle.
Hey, look, I think now I don't know if he can defend or not, but I do believe that, assuming that Melo comes in and accepts whatever role the season throws at him, just says, hey, look, man, I'm going to hang my ego at the door, and I'm going to do whatever you guys need me to do to get beyond what happened last year.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. I don't care if you want me to play 30 minutes or 2 minutes. I don't care if you want me to start or come off the bench. I don't care if you want me to replace Joe Johnson and just be a safety valve.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do that. If that happens, I'm going to love it. I'm going to cheer it. I'm going to get me a Melo jersey.
Yeah. I do. They were trying to trade for him last year, and I wonder at the end of the day if they had wished, when you saw the Melo that was in OKC last year, I wonder if they're glad it worked out the way it did, which is, hey, we didn't have him last year. Would he have been the difference in us winning or not winning the Western Conference? It's tough to say. But now, hey, we're getting him at the mid-level exception. You know, we're getting him for, you know, anywhere between $2 and $5 million a year.
What a cluster in his defense going into that Oklahoma City deal. I mean, I love Westbrook, and I mean, you can't help but just put him on a pedestal relative to the effort he gives and the hustle and the type of player he is. But ever since Durant left, just the way it was handled, the constant bickering back and forth, it's always controversial in the media. And I don't follow basketball enough to know, but I know every time I turn it on, if I'm watching Oklahoma City, that still gets thrown up.
Yeah,
it's when you just get by it, move home, man.
Yep.
And so you put two great players with Paul George and Melo in that mix. It's, I don't know that the chemistry's there. I don't know that the culture's there. It'll be a different game in Houston. I just hope the Melo we get is one that hangs that ego at the door.
Yeah, me too. I just think Russell Westbrook's really hard to play with. I think it boils down to that in OKC. The stats would seem to belie it because the guy averages like 12 assists a game. But if you watch an OKC game, you see just how much in a silo he operates and just how many possessions get bled down to with like 4 seconds left on the shot clock because he's handling the ball the whole time. He's a guy who needs the ball in his hands.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.